Annyeong haseyo. This is your host Meenal, and welcome back to Crash Landed on K-Dramas. It's been a really long unplanned break. Work and life just got in the way. But I promise that the three hosts will regroup soon when we find the right K-drama to talk about. Until then, I do want this podcast to breathe again. And so, this is a small announcement about a new experiment on this podcast. I'm attempting something we haven't tried before on this pod. To help me with this experiment, I have two wonderful guests, Benny and Vipula, joining me to do a mini-series focused on one single K-drama. 2023 wasn't a great K-drama viewing year for me, and I ended up watching only 12 odd dramas. But even then, I was pleasantly surprised to find a drama that raced to the second spot in my all-time favorite K-drama list. If you have followed me on Twitter and Insta, you have probably guessed which drama I'm talking about. I call Moving a perfect all-in-one drama. A drama that effortlessly aced all genres and captured the hearts and minds of the viewers. Moving became the most viewed K-drama on Disney Hulu within 7 days of its premiere. It had a reported budget of 50 billion won, $38 million, making it one of the most expensive South Korean TV productions to date. And you know what? The quality shows. The Variety Mag called the series the next breakout hit from Asia after Squid Game. Moving is currently winning across multiple award shows in the Best Series, Actor, Actress, Newcomer Actor, Newcomer Actress, and Writer categories. The synopsis of this drama. Moving aired on Disney Plus between August to September 2023. It is based on the webtoon Moving by the same writer Kang Full. It is directed by the acclaimed director of Kingdom Season 2, Park In-jae. Moving boasts of one of the best ensemble casts seen in Korean dramas. A great mix of established, popular and critically acclaimed stars with a great bunch of talented youngsters. The list is too long. So what my guests and I will do is try to cover each of them and their filmography as we talk through their characters in the upcoming episodes. The main stars are the familiar names, Roo Seung-rong, Han Yoo-ju, Kim Sung-kyun and Jo In-sung, who are parents to the three high school kids played by Lee Jong-ha, Go Yoon-jung and Kim Do-hoon. The drama revolves around three high school students, Kim Bong-seok, played by Lee Jong-ha, Jang Ki-soo, played by Go Yoon-jung, and Lee Gang-hun, played by Kim Do-hoon. But these are not your average high schoolers. They all carry secrets. They all have super abilities. The kids try to conceal their genetic gifts, and the parents are trying to shield their kids from unknown powers. But the school that they go to is no ordinary school. The kids have been born to parents with special abilities and a dark past. The past and the present intertwine to lead us into a world of spies, super agents and political conspiracies. The top powers want to exploit the kids and the parents have vowed to protect their young ones no matter what. So, over the next few weeks, Crash Landed on K-Dramas will release an 8 to 10 episode mini-series where my guests Benny and Vipula are going to join me, your host Meenal, to share with all you listeners what we loved about the K-drama Moving and why it deserves all the accolades and applause it has been garnering since its release. We hope you enjoy this podcast series as much as we have enjoyed watching and talking about Moving. If you have loved Moving as much as we did, do get in touch on Twitter and Instagram at CrashLandedOnKDramas. The podcast and our personal social media handles are all in the episode notes. Share your thoughts about this drama. Do ask us questions. Let us know what more you would like us to cover about this drama. We would really love to hear from you. So, tune into your favorite podcast app and watch this space for more. Annyeong!